Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that we can meet to praise you and worship you so freely. I pray that the Holy Spirit fills us this Christmas with the wonderful joy that we see in this passage, and help us to spread your joy and love to all we meet this week. Amen. In the Luke passage, we hear that Mary travels to see Elizabeth. These two women, who have been blessed by God, share a wonderful time of joy. For those of you who have children and grandchildren, you will understand the joyous news that hearing about a pregnancy can bring. I've never had children, but I cannot begin to tell you how happy I was when I found out that my brother was having his first child. I'm the oldest of four. My mom is one of nine, so I grew up with a big family around me. As I grew up, I always knew that I didn't really want children. I don't know why, I just never felt broody, and it was not something I ever wanted. But my mother, on the other hand, loved having children and was quite desperate for grandchildren. So as you can imagine, being the oldest, I was often asked when I would be settling down and having children, and that I would change my mind about children when I'd met the right man. Eventually, my brother, who is 7 years younger than me, got married. And a few months later, they announced that they would be having a baby. Phew, I was so happy. Obviously, I was happy for my brother, but also the pressure was off me. My mum's grandchild yearnings had passed to my brother. What joy. So, before we talk about the meeting between Elizabeth and Mary, I would like to remind you of the build-up to the story in Luke at this point. Elizabeth was married to Zechariah. And the Bible says in Luke 1:6 that they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and the statutes of the Lord. Zechariah performed an annual 2-week duty as a priest in the temple at Jerusalem. And this particular year, he had been given a great honor of offering the incense alone in the temple. It was during this time that God sent the angel Gabriel to Zechariah. This is the Luke 1:13 to 15 version. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son. You shall call him John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." From the angel's words, we can see that Zechariah and Elizabeth had been praying for many years for a son, but they were both now old, and Elizabeth was thought to be barren. In those days, it was considered a disgrace or divine disapproval to be barren. Zechariah's reply to the angel was to question rather than to trust and believe. In verse 18, Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." The angel Gabriel is bringing great news from God to Zechariah in this holy temple. But because he questions the angel, Zechariah is struck silent. Even so, as promised from God, Elizabeth becomes pregnant. Next in Luke, when Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant, the angel Gabriel is sent from God to let Mary know that she will become pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Confused, she asks how this could happen, because although she's engaged to Joseph, she was still a virgin. Mary realized that this news would cause a scandal and possibly the end of her engagement. Yet her unwavering faith means that she accepted the news from the angel without question by saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." This is a very different reaction to the one we see from Zechariah. It's at this point that we come to our passage today. We see that Mary makes haste to visit Elizabeth after finding out that she is pregnant. We don't know if Mary told anyone about what the angel had said to her. All we know at this point is that Mary was a virgin and engaged to Joseph, and she was also favored and chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus. It was approximately a 100-mile journey for Mary to Elizabeth's house. So that's like travelling from here to Cardiff. Obviously, she couldn't jump in the car and arrive there 2 hours later. She would have most likely walked, which would have been a 4 to 5 day journey. So it was no small decision for Mary to visit her relative Elizabeth. Now this is where the story gets exciting. It is the culmination of the thread of both these stories coming together in a moment of blessed joy. When Mary greets Elizabeth, the baby in her womb leaped and was filled with the Holy Spirit. I remember when my sister was pregnant and I put my hand on her bump and felt the baby kick. It was a funny, sharp little movement. You knew that the baby was doing it because it just needed to get a bit more comfortable. The movement that happened in Elizabeth's womb was so much more. The baby, John, was at the 6 month stage, so he was fully formed and able to respond to noise and movements. The baby was literally leaping for joy, because as promised back in Luke 1:15, the baby was filled with the Holy Spirit. I can remember when I was baptized and confirmed, I could not stop smiling for 3 days. I truly felt filled with the Spirit. The joy I was feeling was not something that I could have brought upon myself. It could have only come from God. Elizabeth was also filled with the Holy Spirit, and this supernatural joy caused her to shout loudly for all to hear, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth did not need to be told the story of what the angel had said to Mary. And although Mary would have been considered an outcast at the time for being pregnant outside of marriage, Elizabeth, through the Holy Spirit, was able to understand immediately the significance and joy of this pregnancy. Straight away, Elizabeth shows her humility and love by being astonished that Mary, the mother of the Lord, should visit her. In the last verse, verse 45 of the passage, it's the most joyous and significant in my mind, because this is not only a wonderful proclamation of Mary's faith, but it also speaks to us today. Mary and Elizabeth were blessed with all-consuming joy from God through the Holy Spirit because of their faith and the fact that they would carry out God's request without question or refusal. Both of these women were significant in the life and ministry of Jesus, and we can be too. As we celebrate during Advent, and particularly as we celebrate Jesus' birth on Tuesday, our hearts should be leaping for joy for the gift that God has given to us. We no longer must follow the strict regime of the Old Testament. We can speak directly to God through the Holy Spirit, and we can be assured of eternal life in heaven because of the birth, life, and death of Jesus. All he asks us to do is to follow him with all our heart, through close relationship with him, and to spread the good news. If we do that, we will receive blessings that we cannot imagine. As Elizabeth exclaimed loudly and joyfully to Mary in verse 45, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." If we have a good relationship with Jesus, then we will be able to open our hearts and listen to what it is he is asking us to do. Like Mary, if we put our trust and faith in God and follow what he is guiding us to do through the Spirit, then we will also be blessed. This week, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour, I ask you, what is it that God is asking you to do? At this time of year, our hearts should be leaping with joy, not because we might receive presents or that we can eat as much as we like without feeling too guilty, but because God has sent us the greatest gift that we could ever receive. We should use this week to share the good news. You may be seeing family that you only get to see every so often, or maybe you only ever see them at Christmas, which is why this is a perfect opportunity to talk about why the birth of Jesus is so important to us and to the whole world. A simple question like, "What does Christmas mean to you?" could be the start of a discussion that plants a seed in someone that could save their life. Even better than starting a discussion, if your heart is leaping with joy at the thought of Jesus' birth, it will become infectious. People will be drawn to you and will want to find out, what's making you so happy? Before you visit your family, make some time to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill your heart with joy so that you cannot help but be a light for Jesus. Maybe God is prompting you to do something specific. Remember, you will be blessed if you believe that there will be a fulfillment of what the Lord has spoken to you. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that you fill us with the Holy Spirit this week so that our hearts are leaping with joy at the thought of your precious gift that you have given us. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to guide us and speak to us so that we may understand your plans for us and our lives, and give us blessings when we follow you with our joyful hearts. Amen.